This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong, and you're tuned in to Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Next weekend, the 9th edition of the CIMB Classic is set to take the city by storm. It's happening on the 11th to the 14th of October at TPC Kuala Lumpur. Many world-class golfers have graced the tournament over the years. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Ernie Els, just to name a few. This year, defending champion Pat Perez will be aiming to retain the title, while Justin Thomas and Ryan Moore, both double champions, will be out to get their third championship. It's one of the richest golf events in the region, with a purse of $7 million, which will see 78 golfers taking on each other over the 4 days. To preview this exciting week of world-class golf, today on the show we have the Vice President of the PGA Tour, as well as the Executive Director of the CIMB Classic, Todd Reinhardt.
I've worked for the PGA Tour for nearly 20 years now, with the last 6 years being right here in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. So for this, this was our first office outside the United States. And like you said, this is the 9th edition of the CIMB Classic and the 6th as an official FedEx Cup event. So we're really excited about what's in store for us next week.
All right, bring me back to your early days. How do you fall in love with golf?
Well, my dad taught me when I was, 11 years old is when I first started, and he played a lot on weekends, a lot of business golf, so I understood that pretty quickly, and played a lot of sports as a kid, but golf is something that I gravitated towards, played in high school and college, but I knew I couldn't take it to that next level on the professional side, so what better thing you can do than enjoy what you do, and I got fortunate to be with the PGA Tour.
You organize the tournaments now instead of playing.
Yeah, the business side of it, so it's good.
So you work both in the U.S. and in Malaysia in the golf scene. How does Malaysia compare to the rest of the world?
Yeah, no, we've enjoyed our experience here. The greatest thing about Malaysia is you can play golf every single day of the year. There's no cold weather, no snow or ice you have to worry about. That's like some places in the U.S.
We are going through somewhat of a monsoon season now.
Yeah. Just have to finish early is really the key. Yeah. But no, it's been great. And you know, the passion for golf in Malaysia and throughout Asia, we've seen a lot of, and kind of one reason we knew we had to be here starting in 2012.
Great. I'm going to talk a bit about the CIMB Classic, which is the purpose we're here. The 9th edition is this year. And it's a tournament that fielded some of the best, you know, over the years. You had Tiger Woods, you have Phil Mickelson, you have Ernie Els as well. Tell me a bit about the tournament so far and how it has changed and kind of evolved over the years.
Yeah, you know, we started even in 2010 as an official PGA Tour event. It was kind of in our fall seasons that we'd call it. Unofficial, and started off at $6 million and 40 players. And then over time, we got involved directly with CIMB in 2012. And since then, we've had a great partnership. And this evolved into an official FedEx Cup event, $7 million, 78 players, counting towards our season-long race towards the FedEx Cup playoffs, which just culminated with Justin Rose winning the edition at Eastlake just 2 weeks ago. Right. But it's really evolved, and it's an event that our players look forward to every single year.
And CIMB Classic is the only FedEx event in Asia, right?
Correct, and Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia. Yeah, so we're glad to have that recognition.
Great that you brought up your partnership, CIMB. What has kept this connection going for, you know, 8+ years?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think they're very forward-thinking organization with businesses across ASEAN. And when you really look at, you know, the time that what golf allows is time. You know, that's one thing that we all need more of each day. But really with golf, where else can you get 4 or 5 hours of your customer, your client, your key prospect's time, but on a golf course? And CIMB really utilizes it, the CIMB Classic, throughout the year to bring clients from across the region here to Kuala Lumpur for the week, host business meetings inside their marquee, and really use the week to maximize their business. And it's been a great partnership, one that we've been excited about for many years.
Talking about looking ahead at this coming tournament, what was the lead up to this year's CIMB Classic? What are the new things that we can expect?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing we always try to do is how do you improve for us, you know, everything's built temporarily. It's not like you go out to TPC Kuala Lumpur.
It's not like that every weekend.
It's not every week out there in the marquees and things. So it does take, you know, time to build it. But, you know, we look at, you know, ways to enhance our sponsors' experience, the spectators' experience, our fan base. So, you know, this is the first year that we've always built the CIMB Classic around in conjunction with the LPGA event. So this is the first year that's not here. So, you know, it gave us the flexibility to do some more things around our entrance, around our public village, those things that are necessarily not on the golf course per se, but to enhance the fan experience.
Yeah, I was there last year, and it was a great time for me. I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and it felt to me more like a sports carnival, you know, especially the entrance, you know, then the real game of golf starts, you know, on the golf course. Is that the kind of experience you're trying to bring to the fans and the supporters, you know, the whole carnival-like thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to create an experience where, you know, if you're not a golf fan, you still want to come out. And, you know, that's one thing that we have really tried to do in our 7 years here as the PGA Tour is take some of our best practices from all our events globally, mostly in the U.S., but how can we bring some of those experiences here to enhance the experience? And again, we try to do that each year.
Another thing you did to enhance experience is you guys recently renovated the TPC Kuala Lumpur. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the TPC Kuala Lumpur staff, Nizam, who's a superintendent, and Stephen Tilkey, the CEO, him and their teams have just done an incredible job since last year's tournament, changing out the grasses around TPC Kuala Lumpur to create better year-round conditions, really for the membership, first and foremost. That's the key objective, but also better tournament conditions. And I think we've accomplished that. The golf course opened just a few weeks ago for some limited membership play. Feedback's been great. And then next week will be, you know, the real feedback from the professionals. But I think you'll see firmer, faster conditions. This will be the first time the intent is to play the ball as it lies, which does not happen here in Malaysia with all the rain. But the conditions on the golf course and the grasses will allow us to do that, you know, weather permitting. So we're excited about to see what the pros have to say.
Tell me a bit about what goes into organizing a tournament, because I know you guys are even now looking ahead to the 2019 edition, right? So, you know, one whole year to kind of prepare for it. What goes into organizing CIMB Classic?
Yeah, we say it's a sales cycle, really 15 months. You know, the best time to experience the CIMB Classic is the week of the event.
Okay.
So, you know, throughout the year, when you're trying to sell the event, whether it's sponsorships or just corporate hospitality, you know, sometimes you meet a client that might not, budget's already set for the year. So we want to plan ahead for 2019. Go ahead and here's our packages for the next year. Go ahead and set them into your budget. Let's have those discussions. Let's bring you out during the week of the event where you can feel the excitement, touch it, see it, feel it. And hopefully that will lead to sales for the future year. So as you said, it's a year round working on the event from a sales side, tournament operations and planning, and obviously from a media and PR perspective.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the feedback that you guys got from, you know, previous editions of the tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think it's like I said, you can always improve in things, whether it's shuttle service, maybe it's food and beverage offerings, price points. You know, obviously everybody has a different budget. So, you know, whether it's a nasi lemak for 4 or 5 ringgit, or if it's a steak sandwich for 20 ringgit, you got to cater to all your clients. So we do surveys each year, and we do take that to heart and see how we can plan things better.
Talking a bit about the action off the course, are you guys working on anything else this year?
Yeah, you know, again, I think obviously in Malaysia, we love our food here, right?
Right.
So kind of do a taste of Malaysia with various food offerings, also marquees where that offer beverage service to the public, so, you know, or ice cream, hot dogs. So there's a different flair for everything. We also have the endless experiences at Desaru Coast. So obviously Desaru Coast is a, you know, becoming a destination for Malaysia to drive tourists here. So they're going to be on site showcasing what they have to offer. So hopefully people will visit Desaru Coast in the future.
Right. One thing I did notice, though, from the previous years that I went to is the CIMB Classic seems to be more of like a family outing as well. You don't see much of that in other sporting events, right?
Yeah. We were definitely fan-friendly, kid-friendly, so we children 18 and under get in free with a ticketed adult, two children per ticketed adult, so we want them to come out. We definitely see that on the weekends, you know, not as much Thursday, Friday when kids are still in school or our mom and dad are working, but we definitely see it on the weekends where the families come out and enjoy their time. You know, they can go visit some of the fun family activities inside the Desert Coast experience. And other places as well.
And I guess most importantly, you get inspired by professional golfers, right?
Hopefully, yeah. The next Tiger Woods, future Tiger Woods of our next generation.
So talking about the storylines for this year's tournament, you have Justin Thomas and Ryan Moore, who won it twice already. They're going for the three times. And also Pat Perez, who won last year, who made the CIMB Classic 2017 his first win in like almost a year, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, that was his third PGA Tour victory. So, but yeah, it was very exciting for him. We had given him a sponsor exemption back in the year before, and it really set his calendar, set his tone for his schedule, and he brought a victory about 3 weeks later. And for the first time in his PGA Tour career, he made it to the Tour Championship last year, the top 30. So, and he gives us a lot of credit for it. So we're glad to see him win last year and coming back next week.
Great stuff. What are the other storylines you're looking forward to see?
Well, I think you mentioned it. You know, you look at what Justin Thomas, kind of what CIMB Classic has meant to him. In 2015, when he won his first PGA Tour victory, everybody kind of knew him as Jordan Spieth's buddy. but we all knew how good he was and how he actually was the player of the year when they were freshmen in college. So he's always had the skill set, but just needed that breakthrough. And CIMB Classic has done that. And now he's a FedEx Cup winner, major winner, coming off of, you know, a very good Ryder Cup for him. Maybe not the results the U.S. wanted against Europe. But, you know, looking forward to see what he can do. Hideki Matsuyama, who last year at this time was number two in the world, probably, you know, has the most PGA Tour victories for any Japanese golfer. But I think he's had three top five finishes here and runner-up last year. So he's on the verge of breaking through. And hopefully next week might be the week for him to break through here in Malaysia.
Great stuff. Cheeky question for you. Who do you think will pick it up?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how some of these players, like I said, Justin and Paul Casey, who played for Europe, obviously they're off this week, so getting some rest after the tough competition in Paris. But those guys are, you know, expect some good things from them. But guys like Keegan Bradley, who won during the FedEx Cup playoffs, he actually was runner-up last year as
on
well.
On form now, right?
And really on form, so I expect good results from him too.
How about the Malaysian golfers? I understand you guys have been running this CIMB National Championships, right, last week. And 23-year-old Kim Leong Kwan actually competed and, you know, got a place in the CIMB Classic as well as pocket change of 30K.
Yeah, it's great.
Tell us a bit about this championship.
Yeah, we've always held a qualifier. You know, like I said, we have 78 players in our field, of which 60 come from the PGA Tour, 10 from the Asian Tour, then 8 sponsor exemptions. And one thing that CIMB always wanted to do is part of this event, the history of this event is giving Malaysians an opportunity to compete at the highest level. And so we've always held two spots for Malaysians for the CIMB Classic. And one is through this local qualifier. And this was the first time Jeremiah be a first time playing in the CIMB Classic. So it's exciting to see a fresh face, a new name, to see how he can compete against the pros. And then Gavin Green is also, we give it to the highest ranked Malaysian on the world golf ranking. So he has that mark. And so look forward to seeing him as well, who's competed in previous years. But it is a great opportunity for them to kind of see where they stand in competition against the top players in the world. And obviously, hopefully, they play well, but also it gives them something to shoot for in the years to come.
The two names you mentioned just now, Jeremy Kim and Gavin Green, both young players. And you mentioned last year that PGA is actually looking at opening academies, youth academies, all this sort, trying to nurture, you know, young talent to be a rising star. How's that going on your end?
Yeah, you know, I think part of our mission as a membership organization, we always want to grow the game along with our various partners globally. And, you know, one of the things we look at is whether we have a very successful first tee program in the United States. You know, it's teaching providing access and affordability to those who might not normally have it. And, it's, you know, what's great about the game of golf is the life skills that are associated with it.
Right.
So it's teaching honesty, respect, sportsmanship. And we actually just held our Champions Tour event, which is the 50 and over guys who play with first tee kids at Pebble Beach. Wow. This was this past weekend. And so, you know, that is something that we're looking to try to do as well, in, not just in Malaysia, but in Asia, is how can we help grow the game? Because it is viewed sometimes as an elitist sport when it's not. And we want to make sure those that want to try, who might not have the affordability or the accessibility to it, have a chance to learn this great game.
Mm. I think the stigma is not just about it being an elitist sport, but you mentioned it just now, the affordability.
Mm.
People think it's an expensive sport as well. Do you think it would be harder, you know, especially in Malaysia, you know, to get the grassroots to really mature?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different programs in place or associations in place, but I think it really, I think sometimes in all of this, it's all the bodies coming together to help grow the game.
Mm.
And I think that's one thing that we need to do a better job of. But, you know, I think anything is possible. And, you know, again, providing those opportunities, whether it's public driving ranges, more public access than private, will help us in that road.
All right. Talking a bit about the golfing culture overseas in the U.S., it's more like I said, it's not a carnival-like event. You know, people go to have fun, to support the event, and of course to watch golf, no matter who's playing. But in Asia, I'm sure you've noticed, you know, running here so long, people want to see the stars. People want to see the top players, right, in flesh.
Yes.
How do you juggle that two expectations?
Yeah, no, I think you said it best. You know, I mean, a lot of our tournaments in the U.S. are built around the community, and people come out to support it. It's not whether Tiger Woods or Jordan Spieth or Dustin Johnson are playing. You're going out there to support the community and give money back, give back to your community. And, you know, that's one thing that we have, sometimes we call it changing behavior. Mm. That's what we feel like part of our mission is here over the last 7 years, is how can we help change some of the culture and change that mindset of what it's all about. And we have made some strides in that, but it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Mm.
But, you know, when you look at the PGA Tour, we raised over $180 million for charities in the communities where we played last year, and that's why people do come out to support it. So, but it doesn't happen overnight. 1938 was the first check that was raised at a PGA Tour event for $10,000, and in 2005 we reached a drive to $1 billion in charitable giving. Commissioner Fincham at that time set a benchmark of 10 more years, and the next decade we'll raise another billion, and we met that. So now it's $2.65 billion, but it really. You know, that's one thing we want to try to do is get. That's why you need more companies involved. It's not, you know, you have CIMBs of the world, which are great. And we have a great level of premier sponsors who've been with us for many years. But mm-hmm. you need more companies involved, and it doesn't have to be at a very high level investment. You could spend 20,000 ringgit on entertaining five of your clients, key prospects, each day during the week of the event, and it doesn't take that much. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing we hope over the years that we can continue to grow this event.
Okay. I was just about to ask you, you know, is that one of the challenges that you've come up while organizing the tournament?
It is. It is, because I think, again, everyone thinks of it as from a sponsorship perspective. Where's my logo? Where's my,
right,
you know, my
got
mark?
You. Got you.
And it's just, in the U.S., you would have, like, our Champions Club, which is a shared hospitality venue, marquee, free food and drinks available throughout the day, overlooking two great holes. In the U.S., you might have 150 companies in a venue like that with 1,500 people. You know, so again, we have a ways to go, but each year we are growing it slowly but surely. But that has been a challenge for us.
Mm. And I think that is also, you know, kind of gives prestige to the tournament, right? More people want to have, you know, like you said, their logos up on the buntings and stuff like that. It does give the tournament a bit more shine in that sense.
Right? It does, yeah. And again, the more people are out there, the bigger buzz.
Mm.
I mean, you watch the Ryder Cup this past weekend. I mean, there was 60,000 people out there a day. And when the players, the professionals see that and they experience that type of atmosphere, it drives them more to compete at a higher level. And that's what we want to see here one day.
Can we talk a bit about what PGA is doing to reach out to the fans, the fan engagement? Love and hate here in Malaysia. You know, some people love it, some people really hate golf. but what are the efforts, you know, in terms of education and awareness in Malaysia and also in Asia?
Yeah, well, I think we've come out with a new campaign. And after it used to be These Guys Are Good for 20 years. Now it's Live Under Par, and it's really trying to showcase what these players do, not just inside the ropes, but off the golf course as well. We talked about charitable giving that our tournaments do. That's how we're set up. But a lot of our players, our own members, have their own foundations, give back to whether it's junior golf, like Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, American Junior Golf Association was a big part of their lives growing up.
Mm.
So they put money back into that. So, I mean, that's one thing that a lot of our players do. And, you know, we try to educate our fan base and, you know, I think, you know, you see all the phones, even during the Ryder Cup this weekend, people taking photos. Well, you know, we now encourage our fans, if you're coming out next week and you're taking videos and highlights, photos with players, we want to see that on social media,
right?
To showcase what our players are all about. So I think sometimes you see celebrities and athletes, you don't get to really know them. And that's one thing that we're trying to do with our fans.
That was Todd Reinhardt, Vice President of the PGA Tour and Executive Director of the CIMB Classic, taking us behind the scenes in the lead up to the CIMB Classic 2018, happening on the 11th to the 14th of October at TPC Kuala Lumpur. And with that, we've come to the end of the show. But before that, here's a special preview of a fun run that's happening early November. My fellow producer at the show, veteran journalist Harish Dio, and his team from 2213.my, they'll be organising a fun run at Padang Merbok, Kuala Lumpur on November 4th with a purpose to get more people to participate in an active lifestyle and encourage family and friends to spend time together in a healthy and happy environment. Here's Harish Dio telling you more.
We are organising our inaugural event. It's called Sila Lari Jangan Duduk, and it's going to be held on November 4th at Padang Merbok, Kuala Lumpur. 2213, we are about 4 months old. We are the latest news website in the country, and this is part of our branding exercise to hopefully get more traction and eyeballs to what we have been doing all this while. I've written a lot about runs, never really been in the thick of one, and yes, it's been an eye-opener, and we are so thankful to have received so much of support. We've got the FT Kuala Lumpur Athletics Association, which is assisting us in the technical bit of the whole run. They've been a major help. We've also got good people on board who believe in what we are doing. We've got FNN, who is coming in with drinks. We've got Kukreja and Co, the country's oldest sports company. They will be giving out some stuff for our lucky draw. We've also got Masuma Sports and Yang Berhad. People will know them based on their attire for our national contingent, if they've done the attire for our national contingent in the past. And many more. Even this regional business provider, Daytree, they too have come on board by supporting us, and several banks have said that they will send runners for our event. So we're glad, we're so happy that the whole idea of the run is to promote a healthy lifestyle, but in a fun way. I think everyone is kind of very competitive, especially in this era where it's so tense, it's so competitive. So what we're trying to tell people is that, hey, look, sports can be fun, and it should be fun, and it should be a family thing. So that's why we are doing it, and that's the name, Sila Lari Jangan Duduk. The website 2213 is at www.22, which is spelled out, and the number 1313.my. And those who are interested to register for our run, please do so at www.raisexasia.com.
The team at 2213.my have given us passes for the run. So to win passes for the Sila Lari Jangan Duduk Fun Run, happening at Padang Merbok on November 4th, just answer this very simple question. Where would the Sila Lari Jangan Duduk Fun Run be held? Again, where would the Sila Lari Jangan Duduk Fun Run be held? Give us your correct answers in two ways. You can tweet us, we are at BFM Radio on Twitter, or you can text us at 018-789-8899. That's 018-789-8899. And that's it for this week. If you'd like to check out the interview with Todd Reinhardt again, www.pfm.my/barnan is the place to be, or you could download our PFM app via Google Play and the App Store. My name's Darryl Ong. You have been tuning into Barnan, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week, right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.